Okay, we're picking up with the Gemara on Tazayin Amar Aleph, where the top lines words of Tashma. So the Gemara is now concluding the last proof to really show us that Beit Shammai did in fact keep to their own shita, that a Tzaras Habas is going to be mutter to in fact do Yibum or Chalitza. Again, the classic example, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. They and Shimon decides to marry two women. He marries Rachel and Leah. Rachel is the daughter of Reuven, and Leah is not related at all. Now Shimon dies without any children. So Shimon comes before, now they come before Reuven to do Yibum or Chalitza. According to Beis Hillel, there is no situation of Yibum Chalitza that starts Erva Isser Karis for, obviously Rachel is a daughter of Reuven, but even Leah, who's not related at all, for her to do Yibum would be Isser Dareis and Isser Karis, whereas Beis Shammai hold you have to do either Yibum or Chalitza, and if you don't, it would be an Isser Dareis for Leah to marry anybody else. So the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yosef ben Elkanah said that it's mutter to the daughter of a Tzaras Erva to do Yibum with, in our example, with Reuven, to do Yibum with Leah. Shema Mina Asu, so another proof that Shema Mina, the double proof that we in fact told that this was going to be a case where they actually held it, Mamash Hutra, that they said this would be okay to do Yibum. The Gemara is going to point out in a moment that this was really, as Rashi already tells us, this was Achiv Sharabi Dosa, that was of the Talmid of Beis Shammai, as the Gemara is going to mention the whole story that just goes on. Gufa, going back to the analysis of the Brayis, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Dosa ben Hirkanas, Hitzira Taras Abbas L'Achid, during the time of Rabbi Yochanan bar Kinnikanas, he said that it's mutter, according to Beis Shammai, to do Yibum with the Tzara of the Erva of Reuven, that Reuven's daughter was Leah, but you're obviously not doing Yibum Chalitz with her, but was Rachel rather, and you're not going to do Yibum Chalitz with Rachel, but Leah, the other woman who's married to Shimon, she can't do Yibum Chalitz. Now the question of Ayat Davar Kasha the Chachamim was very bothersome to the Chachamim. Neich Shechachma Gadolaya. He was a very big Talmud Chacham, and they were upset. Rashi of Asur Chachamim Shuiter. They thought he was the one who was Matarid, and they wanted to discuss it. Like the Gadol Dor said this. Ve'inav Kamal Avala Beis Hamidrash. However, his eyes, he was very frail, and he wasn't able to see so well, so he wasn't able to come to the Beis Midrash, so they couldn't talk to him in the Beis Midrash. So Amar Mi Elech Viodienu. Who's going to come and tell him that we disagree strongly with this psak? Amar Leiner Biushur. Biushur said to him, Ani Elech. I'm going to go. Bakar Mi, who else is going to come? And you just have a delegation go with you. Don't just go by yourself. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says, Bakar Mi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to go. Bakar Mi, and the Chamas, who else is going to go? Rabbi Akiva then volunteered. Halchav Amdu al Pesach Beis, so they went, they stood at the entrance of Rabbi Dosa's house. Nicholas and Shevchaso, Amr Allah is made, right? Housekeeper went in, Rabbi Chachmim, Yisrael, Bainas Lecha, and she said to him, the Chachamim of Yisrael are coming to visit you. Amr Allah, you come soon. So he said, let them come in. So they came in. Rabbi Yosha, he saw Rabbi Yosha was there, and he put him on a golden couch. And what happened to the register of the Chachamim, as the Marsha is going to say? Clearly, he didn't recognize, he knew him, he was old. He's going to be introduced to the other ones. He didn't know the other ones yet. So he gave him a befitting, a golden area to sit down on, Mita Shazav, like a couch, a reclining area to sit next to. That's like he used to sit by reclining. Amr Lo. So Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Doisa, Rabbi Amor, Tamidecha Achar V'yeshev. Can you also tell, Rabbi, can you please tell the other Talmidim they're also allowed to sit? Amar Loi, Miu, who else is here? Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah said, Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah is here. Amar, whoa, V'yesh ben Azariah Chavarinu. I knew Azariah, his father. There's a son of Rabbi, he's called Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Lazar, this Elazar is his son. Karalav Amikra, Zay said, the Pasuk Nar, Yisei Gam Zakanti, V'lori Tzadik Nazav, Azar Vakish Lachem. I've been young, and also I aged a little bit, but I've not seen a righteous person be forsaken by Hashem, nor his children are going to be begging for bread. And he said this pasuk with regards to Rabbi Elazar. Elazar, who was the son of Azariah. Azariah apparently knew was very wealthy. Rabbi Elazar Azariah, we know, is also very wealthy. That's the Gemara in Brachos, the famous Gemara there, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Elazar Azariah becoming the Sanhedrin, because he had the Ashiris, he had the Messias, and everything, the Yichus. So anyway, Azariah was very rich, and his son Elazar also was also given over the, he had able to have children who were able to give his wealth to. So he put him also on a golden couch. He said, Akiva ben Yosef. This is Akiva ben Yosef. Akiva ben Yosef, you're the famous Akiva ben Yosef. You're the God of Ador. Everybody knows about you. He says, go sit down. There should be more like you in Klal Yisrael. And he didn't put him, though, on a golden couch. Interesting. Why not? So the Marsha says that he gave this honor to Yeshua, and to Elazar ben Azariah was the Nasi. So therefore, this he recognized Rabbi Akiva was still great in the Gadol Dor. Still, at the end of the day, he felt that he was the Talmud of Rabbi Yeshua, and it wasn't proper for the Talmud to be on the same level of a chair as his Rebbe. We see how meduyak were all these different halachas that we have. How kavod and according of kavod supposed to be to the exact the letter of the law, what should be given to a person. Anyway, so Gemara says, they started asking him a regular standard halachas. Why don't they just go right away to start asking him the halacha they're bothered by? Because it's not right to just start attacking somebody. They're afraid he's coming to attack me. You start schmoozing with the guy. You start talking to him nicely. Then you can mention afterwards, you know, I have this taina against you. Just a lesson over here. In general, when a person has a taina against somebody, don't come screaming at his door, I'm so upset with you. You say calmly, first you have a schmooze, you sit down with him, maybe take up the dinner, and you talk to him, and then after, in the middle of the conversation, you can bring up your taina against him. So you're also, they were asking regular lachas, a shigila tzaras habas. Finally, casually, they reached the concept of the tzaras habas, the case of the koef of a daughter who was both married to the brother, right? Shimon, our example, Shimon, who was married to Rachel and Leah, Rachel being the daughter of Reuven, and Leah was not related. And so what do you do if Shimon doesn't have any children? Amar Leah, tzaras habas, ma, what's the lacha with regards to tzaras habas? Is she allowed to take her in Hebrew? Not. Amar Leah, machlokas v'shamisila. He says, machlokas v'shamisila. Halacha different being. He said, who do you follow? Amar Leah, and halacha like v'shamisila. Follow halacha like v'shamisila. So they said back to him, what do you mean? V'halo, mishimcha, amra halacha ke beit shamay. You told, we heard in your name that halacha follows beit shamay. Amar Leah, you heard from me that I'm passing like beit shamay in this instance. Dosa shematim, or ben herkina shematim? Did you say that it was dosa, or did you just hear there was a son of herkinas, which you assumed was me? Amar Leah, chai rebi, like a lasha shvua, stam shamana, we just heard without specifically saying if it was a, we just heard ben herkinas, we didn't specifically hear that it was dosa. So Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus. Yes, yeah, so it was ben Hyrcanus. I have another brother. He's a massive Talmud Chacham also. Ach Katan, I have a younger brother. He's a very big Talmud Chacham. Bechor Satan, who? He's a Satan. What does it mean? A Satan? What is going on? Rashi says Satan, Charif. And he's very, very strong. He's very strong, like the Satan is. He's not going to listen, give it to anybody, because it's Shatam al-Chacham. The way he learns all the sugyas, the way he learns up everything, he's not going to give it to anybody. Be careful. He is the Talmud of Shammai. He's the one who gave this plaque. And he warned them though. Rabbi Dosa ben Hyrcanus warned them about his younger brother. He's going to literally chop you down in halacha. He's really smart. He is a master Talmud Chacham, and he's going, any argument you have, he's going to tear you down. He has 300 arguments why the Tzar of Abbas is going to be permitted in this circumstance. So he says that this should be the case of Meidalev Shemaim Varis. However, I am made the Shemaim Varis Shal Meducha So Yashav Chagai Navi. And his mortar literally is referring to Chagai. Was one of the last Navim that we know. The Gemara and Sota tells us he was one of the last Navim during the time of the beginning of Bayit Sheni. Rabbi Dosa heard this. Obviously, he didn't hear him from he was many hundred years later than Chagai. But he had a Masorah. This was from Chagai Navi. Yemar Shloshu Dvarim Taras Abasa Surah that the co-wife of a daughter is Asur like Bezilel. Amon Moab Maasin Meitzer Ani B'Shvias. That Amon and Moab, they give Meisr Ani in the seventh year. The Gemara is going to come to analyze this, which gives some background. We know that there is a 7-year Shemitah cycle, Baruch Hashem, in Eretz Yisrael. We are observing the 7th year of Shemitah. It's the first year ever that more private land in Eretz Yisrael, since the time of Bayit Sheni, maybe, is going to be keeping Shemitah than not. Unbelievable. That's a big Kiddush Hashem Shemayim. So anyway, going back to Halachos of Shemitah, we know there's a 6-year cycle. There's 1, 2, 4, 5, and 3, and 6. That in years 1, Meiser, you have Truma Gedola, everybody agree. You have 100 apples, you give the 2 apples, that's Truma Gedola, every year you'll give that. And Meiser Rishon also every year give that. You're left with 9.8, let's just round. You give another 10 apples to you give another 10 apples to the Levi, the Meiser Rishon. Mm-hmm. Then there's Meiser Sheni, that's called the second Meiser, that you're left with again. You have 88 apples left, so what do you do with those 8 apples? It's called, you take another 8.8, it's lined up to 9, just make it easier. You're taking these 9 apples, and what do you do with them? So it depends on the Shemitah cycle. In years 1, 2, and 4, 5 of the Shemitah cycle, you're going to bring those pears as Meiser Sheni, bringing them to Yerushalayim, and eat them in Yerushalayim with your family, your friends, and eat them there. That is the lachik of Yipodan al-Kesef, but you have to bring it to Yerushalayim. That's what's called Meiser Sheni. Then on years 3 and 6 of the Shemitah cycle, you have Meiser Ani, you give it to the poor person. Instead of bringing it to Yerushalayim, you're going to give it to a poor person, depending on when the fruit grows. We just had that before about Rabbi Kiva. With regard to Tu Bishvat, that's what the lach of the Nafkamina, but Tu Bishvat and Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Bisham Meisilel, what year it is very important, because you have to know which is the Meiser, that second tithe that you're giving, the second Meiser Sheni, what are you giving? Anyway, so over here, that's the halacha by Eretz Yisrael. In the seventh year, what about Shemitah? There is no halacha of Chumas and Maaser. It's all Hefker. So Hefker doesn't have Shailas of Chumas and Maaser. You don't give anything. And it's all Pater from Chumas and Maaser. So now, when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, that's the lands of Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to the Eretz, Ammon and Moab, those don't have the full Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because we're going to see in the Hamshech that it was Kitcha Rishona, Velo Kitcha Lashu Lava, because they never did, when the Ole Baba went there, they didn't fully sanctify it, and therefore there wasn't the same Kedusha that it was going to be subject to Chumas and Maestros. However, Midir Abbanan, they enacted that you should be giving Chumas and Maestros. So what do you do though in the seventh year? In the seventh year, you're allowed to plant because it's not subject to Lachas of Shemitah, but which second Maestro do you give? So now, should you give Meiser Sheni, Meiser Ani? It depends. Again, there's only a 6-year cycle. So that was the Shiloh. Amon Amav, who do they give? So Rabbi Dosa is now quoting in the name of Chagai the Navi, that you should be giving Meiser Ani. Very interesting, because we're going to see that the Hamshech Lechor, that's based on the Hamshech, that was specifically during the Shemitah year, Aniyim need more, just like everybody needs a little bit more, because there's no produce growing, so Aniyim, they're not getting their necessarily share, so therefore, we wanted to make sure that they're taken care of, and we give them Meiser Ani in that year, that was the Takana of Chagah. Just a ha'ara about the idea that he was afraid that if you speak to him, even though they were Gedolah, Rekiva, Yosef, famous Rabbi Kiva, whose door is Tilitilim Shalalachos, certain people, they're just their Bekiyas and their Al-Kharifas, understanding of Torah is unbelievable that you wouldn't be able to succeed and argue with them. As famous when the Satmar Rebbe, Tzatzal, obviously have the, whatever, there was big tzaddikim, but the Satmar Rebbe, when he would disagree with Rav Moshe, so he would, if it was a strong psak, I think maybe in Chavis, so I don't remember exactly which one the specific one was, he would send the emissaries, he would send Shlichim to tell Rav Moshe that the Satmar Rebbe strongly disagrees with Rav psak, but he would always warn them, do not speak to Rav Moshe in learning about his psak, because if you do, and you try to, and if I give you my reasons right now, and you know the sugya, even if you know the sugya really well, he's going to destroy you in halacha, and you're going to come back, and you're going to know that you're going to think that he's right and not me, so I'm just telling you, just come in my name and say that I disagree with the psak. So, they go, I think, or Bik may have been one of the Talmidim, I don't remember who exactly these were, the Shlichim, they go to Rav Moshe, they tell him they disagree with the psak, and they come back, and the Sabbari looks at him and he says, from the look on your faces, I know that you spoke to him in learning. He said, Rebbe, well, we got caught. We said the psak originally, and then we just mentioned one little thing, and then Moshe started talking to us in learning, and the Rebbe says, I know that you think he's right, and I'm wrong now. And he said, yes, I miss that's the Matzias. Moshe is so clear, he gave us the whole sugya. It was so compelling, how could we argue with him? So anyway, that was the koyach of Moshe, that similar thing. Moshe, with any halacha, it was just so clear to him, just his breadth of knowledge of Shas and Poskim, how to apply every single Gemara, was unbelievable. It was just a yurtzer, really, so that... we should think about that and understanding our motion. Anyway, back to over here. So that was the Maaseh B'Shvi'is. Umekavan gerim in a kardurim in a tarmardim. You're allowed to accept converts from the kardurim and the tarmardim. That is, they were the people of, we're not assuming that they were the chusher or whatever. They were people who we assumed that they married goyim. So that's going to be a shayla in the Gemara below. We're going to see on Amar Beis that if a Yid marries a non-Jewish woman, so we obviously, the way we're famous, we hold that they're non-Jews, but others hold that they're Mamzerim. So be a big nafkamina, because if they're Mamzerim, then you have to assume that they're Jews, and let's say if you try to Mekadesh them, these people of the child, then it would be chashash that there's a real condition. If they have a child, so then they try to Mekadesh a woman, so if it's a Goy, and condition toasted by Goy. However, if it's a Mamzer, there is condition toasted by a Goy, and you have to be Choshev condition until you give a get. That's a very big nafkamina. So we're going to see the Gemara's going to analyze this a little more in the Hamshech. So Gemara now says, Tana, we learn, the Baisa continues, Kishnechasu bepesach echa. They, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Nazariah, and Rabbi Yeshua, they all went in through one doorway. When they left the house, they went to three different doorways. So Rashi, to tell us about it, what's the significance of these three doorways? Tosas give two explanations. Seem to be opposite ends of the spectrum on what the Kavana was over here. According to one answer of Tosas, it says, Shelo yimsem kulam yachad v'yipachem el-chalos. So they were afraid that they all come together, that he's going to destroy all three of them together, even with this koyach. And then they're going to be chayav, like a basin, whatever they are, the three together, they're going to be chayav to bask in the lacha like him. So if this one at a time, they could say we're a das yachid, we're still das yachid, whoever it is, that one of them, they'll be still outnumbered by the other two, and they would still be able to keep the lacha like Beis Hillel. Inamitosa says, no, yatsu begil dagan deshim tu vishmu chashvi vasa. Each one was confident in themselves, they wanted to find him. They wanted to go all through the doors, the exits, to make sure that they found where he was, that they didn't lose him. So now the Gemara says, Pagla bo Rabbi Akiva, so now they met Rabbi Akiva, Akshile v'okme, he asked him, they had kashas, and he beat him. Amar loy, he beat him in the lachar. Rabbi Kiva's mind, wow, he had a good spar to pass like Beshamai. Amar, Atal Kiva, Shem Galilok, Mesefer Lam Yatsefer. You're the famous Rabbi Akiva, who everybody knows you, you're world famous, as a world class Talmud Chacham. Ashrecha Shezachit Hashem, fortunate that you get such a good name, but then like got to the right bakar, and he insulted him over here. You didn't even reach the level of a person who's a cattle herder. Wow, a very big insult. Amar Rabbi Akiva, he's very sharp, obviously. That's his lashon over here, that he was like the Satan. Bechor Satan, he was very sharp. Rabbi Kiva, in his tremendous humility, look what you see Rabbi Kiva's response. He didn't say, Russia, you told me, Rabbi Kiva, I feel a Roy Bakar. Let me write so. That you said I'm a Roy Bakar, that's a higher level. Roy Bakar, the lach is a Roy Bakar, even a lower level, because they, even Chayav of being like a grazing other people is not there, they're like Azanim, so he's like that. Unbelievable humility that he didn't respond even to the insult whatsoever. Not only that, he even said he degraded himself further, saying, this, you're right, this is the level that I'm on. Vaitu says in Gemara, Amar Namoav Ma'asin Meiser Ani B'Shvi'is. The Jews of Amar Namoav, they have to give Meiser Ani in the seventh year. So that's the Gemara. Damar Mar, as it says, Harvik Krachim Kashul in Mitzrayim. We know that many cities are conquered by the Old Mitzrayim. When they first came, in the time of the first base, before this was one of the first base of Mikdash, they conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, below Kashul Olibava. But there were a lot of areas that were not conquered by the Olibava in the second base of Mikdash time period with Ezra. We know the original kedusha that they bring for Klal Yisrael, that there's going to be trumas and maizos and the chalos of Eretz Yisrael. The kedusha of Eretz Yisrael was only kitchel l'shaita for that land, below kitchel l'asilava, but does not remain for all future times. Rather, it's not going to have the same level of trumas and maizos, and you needed the olei bavel to be able to recapture. Oh, Shaila, what exactly? Why it was that they didn't? Why was it the first kedusha rishona, the machshava b'alacha? Why that is? And also, does it even so? Bezman hazeh, does it ever a yardin of any kedusha whatsoever? Is there still kedusha? Is there still bechina of living in Eretz Yisrael? Let's say in that ever a yardin, because we passing like that on Debar, there wasn't kitchel la'asid lavo. So it was. So is there no kedusha? Is it not considered living in Eretz Yisrael? You're not mekam if you assume like the Ramban that there's a mitzvah the race to live in Eretz Yisrael. That's a whole big shaila. Okay, that's a big question. V'nuchem kedei shismichu aleihem aniyam b'shvius. Those came from Bavel, left some of theirs in order that specifically they were kovesh at land, but they were afraid in the seventh year of the Shemitah that it's forbidden to plant and people have no food. So they left those certain areas as not kadosh in order that they could be chayav and shumas and maizos, and they'll be able to get the aniyah, the gifts for the aniyah, like it, shechah, peah, maishani, which don't apply in the seventh year. They were afraid of that, and they were given for the aniyah, so therefore they'd be able to keep growing their fields in order to get the matnos aniyah. So Gemara says now, Makablin Gerim Min HaKadorim HaTarmadim. The third aspect we're going to analyze that of Chagai was that we're allowed to accept converts HaKadorim and Tarmadim. Any Va Tanar Avim Chaskel in Makablin Gerim Min HaKadorim. We don't accept these Karduim. Amar Vashi Kartuyim Itmar. No, a different lesson. He said Kartuyim. That's what Rav Chaskel meant. Kedar Menshe Kartuyim Suliim. So they're unfit for marriage in Klal Yisrael. They're Mamzerim. They're disqualified to be marrying Jews. In other words, if he could, right? No, Tanar Mecheskel, Ein Mekabin Gerim in a Kartuyim. My love, Heino Kartuyim, that they're the same people. So he's this Masorah from Rabbi Dosa was similar to the Psak of Tane Rami Mecheskel. And where says, no, I'm Ramashi Lo, Kartuyim Lechud, Kartuyim Lechud. It's not a Raya, Kedar Minshi, Kartuyim, Sile, Kartuyim specifically are unfit. Not necessarily the Kartuyim. It's not the same Masorah, not a Raya for the Masorah that Rabbi Dosa had in the name of Chagaya, the Navi. Rabbi Yochanan Vesavia Damer Tavai, Rabbi Yochanan and Savia say both, Ein Mekabin Gerim in Tarmudim, we don't accept the converts of Tarmudim. And this is because they might be Mamzerim, where Rabbi Yochanan, obviously, so Tosos point out, what do you mean, Tosayim on the base, it's not printed on this Haman, but the next time Tosos asks, Tema, Rabbi Yochanan is arguing on Chagai and Navi, it's pretty chumar. So Tosos says, no, it must be, Sav Rabbi Yochanan, Shiloh, Amra, Chagai, Be'olam, it couldn't be that he heard this, that Chagai said this. He disagreed with that Masorah, that it's such a Mishmua, and he disagreed that he said such a thing. Now the question of Vaitre, Rabbi Yochanan, did Rabbi Yochanan say this? I am a Kalei Gerim. Did he even say that this is Allah B'chlal? So says the Gemara, Amir Ochan Ha'achi, V'atnan kol haksamim b'mayim min ha'rekim toirin. All stains that come from rekim are tar. What's this concept of ksamim? I get tell if Masechus Anita, the Ezra's Hashem, last Masechus Shas, will be very exciting. We'll be on the way finishing Shas. Again, it's going to come up a lot of times before then, but the basic idea when it comes to a woman's menstrual blood is that Mida Oraisa, it's only going to be that of a Jewish woman, A, and B, that's only when it's still going to be the fact that you find a random blood stain is not necessarily going to be that of a Jewish woman. That's a din derabanan that we made that it's going to be tamei. That's the whole idea of ksamim is derabanan. So there's a lot of kulas we're going to have on ksamim derabanan, the size, etc. You find them in different things, colors. That's all the aterim that we have. It's important to know that. That's where these different kulas come from. Now, anyway, so this is all, this gzeirah was only made about ksamim, about finding a stain on a garment, was only made if it was from a Jewish woman. If it was from a non-Jewish woman, they were considered tahar. So now, they were saying over here, that when it comes to rekem, it's going to be tahar. If it's going to be tahar, because it's mainly non-Jewish people who live there. Tell us what do you mean? The famous first Mishnah in Gittin, which says, "Af min arekem anachega." You don't have to say "fana nefta, fana nefta," because they're b'kiyin l'shma. So obviously, that means that Jews were living there. Tosa says, "You're right. There were Jews lived there, but still, Israel knows that if they have a kesem, if they had a stain, they would put it away. That the Ovdei Chachamim would just leave them all over the floors, the streets, whatever they were, finding these places to find these stains. So they didn't care about that, but the Yidden who knew that there was going to be Metame someone, there would be Machmer on that. So that's why we can assume they're Tahar. The Yehuda Metame Nation, Gerim the Tayyim. The Yehuda says they're Tame because the people of Rechem, they're converts to Judaism, and they're Tahar, they went off the Derech. But a person, once you converted, there's no going back, unless it's that's a whole different sugya of the Gemara and Subis. Of Gerkata, not for that, not for now. But in general, when a person does it, that's one or done. It's he's Makabal Yiddishkeit. That's it. Now he's a Yid. Even if he goes back on it later in life. So here Rabbi Yehuda is holding that they are still going to tell me because they are Jews. And the Tanakama holds that no, they are not Jews. They're not Jews who went off the Derech. Rather, they're just full fledged goy. That's the machlokas over here. So the Gemara says, however, if you find them amongst the area where non Jews live and Jews aren't there, then possibly you can rely on them to being up. Have you been on? Gemara says, wait a second, what's going on over here? Turning on to the next some of them. So says the Gemara, Kapasik Vitani. The Mishnah said, straight out that mebein ovde kachavim afilim in Talmud. Any ovde kachavim. Now, even if they're from Talmud, that they're from Talmud. So v'yamar Rabbi Yochanan zosom eres mekablin gerim in Talmud. This indicates that we may accept a convert from Talmud. Rabbi Yochanan's statement here seems to contradict what he said on Amud Aleph, that we don't accept the gerim from Talmud. Which is it? Yes or no? V'chi tema zoyes v'lasvirsa. He's going to say this is saying that. In this Mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan seems to disagree with that. This stam brace over here. The Gemara says, no, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, halacha is stam Mishnah. Halacha follows the stam. If you have a stam Mishnah, a stam and part of a Mishnah is not attributed to any Tana, then the Rabbi Yehuda Nasi clearly, by demonstrating that, he's not even codifying which halacha it was by, who said it, was Rabbi Yehuda, was Rabbi Elazar Azariah, was Rabbi Kiva, by not even quoting it, this is the way that you're supposed to be paskening. Halacha is stam Mishnah because he's not even quoting a man damar. He's not even quoting a man damar. That means everybody should be holding that this is the halacha. So says the Gemara, I'm right in the Rabbi Yochanan, you're right. So therefore, we're stuck over here. We have a machlokas. We say to machlokas, Amorayim, what Rabbi Yochanan actually say? Did we say we're not accepting? He must hold that, like based on Tosfos, that we have to assume that Rabbi Yochanan we would not accept them. That's how they understood it. Tosfos give two different details over here. He says that we're not mekabel gerim in our Talmud. He holds Rabbi Yochanan doesn't say halacha kazam mishnah. Or Tosfos give another suggestion that he holds mina ovdik chovim tohorim levad mitarmud, and it's going Talmud is going to be an exception. He said halacha stam mishnah that he says over to chavim ever the bala israel is avlad is going to be manja. That's Rabbi Akiva. That's going to be is going to be the stam mishnah says avlad kasher. So that's the shayla. It's a shayla in what is exactly the stam saying, and that's why Rabbi Yochanan would hold that this would be a case where you would hold that they're going to be accepted. So that's the two ways of understanding. Those give two explanations. Now the Gemara says, "Vayter, my Talmud, my time and low. What's the reasoning that converts may not be accepted from the area of Talmud?" Pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan v'Sabaya chadamar mishum avde shlomo, because avde shlomo were very wealthy and they were able to marry. They got Jewish wives because of their big great wealth. They married from their money. They married. They unfortunately intermarried. So that's again. This is a big shayla. When a woman marries a non-Jewish male, that's a machlokas in the Tanaim. The machlokas had a paskin. We paskin my savis is not Jewish, but there is a man d'amar that holds that they are Jewish and they're mamzerim. So, the Chadamar Meshul Benoist Yishalayim, others say that it was the daughters of Yishalayim during the time of the Churban Avayis. Bishlam of the Mandar Meshul Mavdei Shlomo, and I understand that there's one who says that it was, we don't accept converts for Talmud because they're the children of Shlomo. He who must hold, because our Odekamim Abbas Israel, Abad Namzer, we just said he's of that opinion, that holds that, like the Tana that holds that if a woman who is a Jew marries a non-Jewish male, the child is going to be a Mamzer. And therefore, we don't want him to be able to, we're choshes that we don't want him to marry into the Yiddishkeit to be a, because he's going to be Mamzer in Israel. But the one who says we don't accept the converts because they're coming the daughters of Yerushalayim, what is this concern? So Gemara explains, Pliki Bar Yosef about him, there's Machlokas. They're both arguing, Aliyah Rabbi Chana, what did Rabbi Chana say? Chalamar, Teresa Alfe, Garvin, Shita Alfe, Kishute. One said that the problem was created by 12,000 people, foot soldiers, and 6,000 archers who were the soldiers. Chalamar, Teresa Alfe, Garvin, Shita Alfe, Kishute. Some said that it was 12,000 men, and all 6,000 of whom were the archers. So was it 80,000, 12,000? The time of the Chorban Avayis when they came to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, they went to go take all the silver and gold from the Beis HaMikdash and to loot it. They came to Shlaim. Shnemar, the pasuk says, that they violated women, they raped them. So they violated them, and they were children, caused their children to be mamzerim, and they lived in Talmud. That's why the Talmidim now accepted as converts. So the Gemara says, Amar Reb Shlomo Nachman Rabbi Yochanan, Pasuk Zeh, Sarah Olam Amro, Sarah Olam, the Malach who was created in the beginning of the world, he is the one who said this Pasuk. Nara Yisi Gavim Zekanti. Just Agav, going back to this statement that we finished this Aiden for now, we're going back to it, about the Chorban Avayis Rishon, but now we're going back to the Pasuk about that you were in your youth, and not seen, V'Lor Yisi Tzadik Nezav, a Tzadik who was forsaken, Rezarav HaKasayim, or children asking for bread. Hashem said this. I was young and I was old. Hashem would never. Hashem is great. He doesn't have lifespans. To say such a thing, I'd be called for baker to say such a thing. So it can't be. The Ilah David Amar going to say David Melech who wrote Tehillim. He said this pasuk of Tadi. Is it such a chiddush? David Melech lived for Tachakul how long? 70 years, and he didn't see for 70 years. He didn't see maybe 100 years later. People at 70 years in the ranks of history of Klal Yisrael and life itself is very short. So it couldn't be, he said, El, it must be that it was Shmamina, Sarah Olam Amru, it must be the angel, the Malach, who was rare from the time of creation, and he never saw a Tzadik, Tzadik Nezav, Zerah Malachish Lachim. Zakhtar Mar Vaitav, Amr Abiyot, Rishmol, Ben Chayim, Reochanan, Maidach Siv, Yadu Parash Tzar, Al Kol Machmadea, and he spread out his hands all over the treasures, Ze Amon Amov, they retired, Bel Bishad, Nichlo, 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 To the holy Sefer Torah. They spread it over the treasures referring to a Sefer Torah. This is referring to specifically over here. And they went to the Chatzim, it's Middash Amr Zesh, Chatzim Layavon, and Menor Lakal Shem Yisar Peish. This Torah, look at this Torah, that says that Amr Amo shouldn't be marrying into Klai, so you think you got your Sochashim, and they burned it in the fire. So look, this Torah doesn't mean anything, their God doesn't mean anything, they're not the MS, and we destroy them. Now, obviously, they're trying to destroy any remnants of remembering that you're not allowed to marry Amun Amoavit. No, that the HCOs, if they couldn't explain that the Dibur Kavanah is here, they're showing that Klal Yisrael is destroyed, the Torah is not real, and the Chalam is going to find other Sifrei Torah, but you should know the whole thing is fake, Chas v'Shalom, that's what they meant. Tziva Hashem Yaakov, Tziva Torah, the Pasuk says, also in the Pasuk in Eicha, I think, right? The Pasuk says in Eicha, Tziva Hashem Yaakov, Tziva Torah, that the people who surround Hashem decreed that Yaakov is surrounded by the enemies. Amar Rav Akagon Amunia La Fumnara. An example of this is the Hamania around the Fumnara. These people are very bad. That's so Gemara says Rashi over here seems to say that they were the Greeks, but the Lord of Pashto is problematic. Others say it must be he's referring to because in Kedushin he says it's Amon, and that makes sense why it's mentioned over here. It's Amon that was the people from Amon. So Lachora, that's what Rashi means over here. It must be a Girsa. That Marsha already points out. It must be a Girsa, a different Girsa than Rashi. Amar Rav Amar Rav Asi. Over to the Chavishi Gidush B'zman Hazeh. If a non-Jew tries to marry a Jew, Choshen the Kedushin. We have to be Choshes that maybe there is a valid Kedushin over here. Shema Ma Aseres Hashvatim. Maybe he's from the 10 tribes. The 10 tribes were exiled by Sancheir, the 10th vice Rishon. There's a shayla again. Many non-Jewish males would have beer with a non-Jewish woman. And according to this, Rav Asi is saying that we're choshesh that maybe the children were mamzerim, and therefore we're choshesh that a Jew who's a mamzer trying to make kaddish them. The only way he could get divorced was with a get. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean? We're afraid that he's one of the 10 shvatim. Let's take a rove of the world. If we take the general rule when it comes to rove, the majority of the people of the world are non-Jews, not from the descendants of the Aseres HaShvatim. So clearly we should say that the Kol Deparish Meruv Parish, the Gemara and Chulin relates to us, the rule is that we go after the rove, and therefore it should not be choshesh at all. So the Gemara says, no, Beduchta the Kavai, we're talking a place where it is settled in. We have a concept, as Rashi points out, that Kol Kavua Kemechta Al Mechta Dami, that anything is considered in its place, it's sitting there, then we assume that it has a lecha 50-50, we can't go after the rove. So over here, when it comes to our case, we must be assuming that they were specifically in the area where they lived. They didn't leave that area, the specific place where they lived. If they were in the area that they lived and didn't even leave, maybe even the house they were in, then we could assume that it's kavua, it's mamish settled in, and therefore it would be la mechta al mechta dami, and you would have a shayla of being choshesh for the kedusha. Maybe it was a yid. So Gemara says, now the Gemara says, where are these 10 tribes? Damar Rabba Karana Veinacham Bechalach Ubechor and Aragozan V'arei Madai. That the Pasuk tells us in Malachim that they went, the after they were exiled, the Aseres HaShvatim, they went to these areas, they were in Madai. So where are these? Chala Zeh Chilazon, the name of a place of a Chilazon, which Rashi says is the name of in Likutei Rashi says the name of a river. And V'chavor, what is Chavor? Zeh Chadayav. That's Chadayav. Nahar Gozan Zeh Ginzak. It's a name of Ginzak. Again, these are areas, some say Syria. And Ve'ari Madai Zochamad Ve'chavroseh, that's in Madai, neighboring towns, that's where the 10 tribes were exiled. Ve'amrei La, and some say Zohan Niar Ve'chavroseh, these are the neighbors of Niar and the neighboring towns. Chavroseh Man, what are the neighboring towns of Niar? Amar Shmuel, Kerach, Moshe, Chinake, Ve'kunveke, different areas, Amar Biochanan, Kula, Lipsol. All these areas are unfit, meaning according to Biochanan, most of these areas are there are a row of the people who married women from the 10 tribes, and therefore he holds that they're regular Jews. They're not Mamzerim. They say, oh, sorry, if it was a woman, it was a female, it'd be regular Jews. And therefore he holds that we're assuming that they're in fact, that later that they, why would they be Mamzerim? Then according to Bielfan, they had incest, they have different things. They married sisters, married other things, and led them to become Mamzerim. That's how Rashi explains it. So this is how Rabbi Yochanan understood it. So now Rav Asi Paskin that if you had a Goy who marries a Jewish woman, so in areas that are settled by the Aseres HaShvatim, you have to be choshev kedushin. So now the Gemara says, ki amisa kamei deshuva gano vaita, because it's a little bit longer daf tomorrow, we have a few extra minutes. Amar li bin mincha abba min Yisraelis karei bincha. That the son comes from a Jewish woman is considered a son. Ve'en bincha abba min ha'vedes kachavim karei bincha. But the son comes from a non-Jewish woman is not considered your child. Ella bina, rather, he is considered her son. Meaning he's subject to her. As Rashi quotes the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, Where's the pasuk? Rashi now. The pasuk says, "Nafkalan mechiyasir bincha mafray." Let's read the pasuk. Velotzin tischatin bam bincha lotzin livno uvita lotikach levincha. You do not intermarry. You should not give the daughter to the son, and the son did not give to your daughter. Chiyasir bincha mafray. If they do elohim acharim, they're going to turn your son away from me, and they're going to worship other gods. So the diuk in the pasuk is that when you're going to be turning your chiyasir bincha meacharai, only when is when it's bizcha tite lotzin livno. If you give your daughter in marriage to the goy. However, if it's the other way around, it sounds like he's not even related to you anymore. If he's not even related to you anymore, that's telling you that it's not considered even a Jew. And therefore, according to this, if only a woman is going to be, if a Jewish woman is married to a goy, the child's going to be Jewish. If it's a Jewish male, it's not going to be Jewish, and that's how we hold. So therefore, we don't have to be considered that with regards to avodah zarah with a Jewish woman, it's not a Jewish mamzer, it's going to be bincha. So Gemara says, Va'ika banas, but maybe there were daughters. Who maybe they're the people we're choshish for, that they're actually Jewish. And they're the ones who live in that area that we're choshish for. The children, the males that came out of them. And Ravina told us that we learned from Shmuel that your daughter's son who comes from Avodah Zarah is called your son, meaning that he's considered Jewish. The children of women who come from them would be Jewish. So if so, there is basis for Rashi's concern based on those people who live there. So Gemara says, we have a tradition, Gemira Davinta Dahu Dara Itzaret Tzorei. We have a Masorah, that the children of that generation, they were literally torn, but it means the Rira says, they were not able to bear any children, and therefore we don't have to be concerned with them, that there's any children there. So basically, we came out to the Maskana, that if an Avodah Zarah, or a Goy, does Kedushin with a Jewish woman, in the area that was by the 10 tribes, we do not have to be choshish for the Kedushin. He could not have been from the woman of the 10 tribes. Why not? Why don't we just have to be closer to that? And then it's going to be kavua. Because we're assuming that then they didn't have any children. Let's just do the ikar amar very quickly. Amar ki amar se kamei de Shmuel. Amar lo. Lo zazim misham achinasim of the kachavim gemurim. The paskan that they're complete of the zara. Shnemar b'ashem bagadu b'anim zorim yaladu. They betrayed Hashem and they gave him children who were not Jews. Okay, Beth Hashem will pick up with Yosef, Rav Yosef, Beth Hashem in tomorrow's daf.